California has been helped through its electricity crisis by a federal order requiring power generators to sell power to the state. That order runs out tomorrow, and the Bush administration says it will not be renewed. But state leaders say they have plans that will enable California to get by without emergency help from the federal government. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Later today, state officials plan to announce that some affordable long-term contracts with power suppliers have been finalized. Last week, the legislature passed a measure authorizing that power to be purchased by the state with as much as $10 billion worth of bonds. Assemblyman Fred Keeley was the primary author of that bill. The power the state buys, he says, will not go to the beleaguered private utility companies. It will go directly to the consumers.
We don't want either the money or the electrons to ever be in the possession of the investor-owned utilities, because if they go bankrupt and the electricity at any point belongs to them or the money at any point belongs to them, it gets all tangled up in a potential bankruptcy.
So the next thing coming up in the State House is legislation to prevent the utilities from going bankrupt. The state's two largest investor-owned utility companies say they've run up $12 billion of debt buying expensive power on the wholesale spot market and selling it to consumers at low rates set by the state. Keeley says the legislature isn't bailing out the utilities to be nice. They're doing it because Southern California Edison is suing the state in federal court.
They are saying that as a matter of law, federal law, you cannot require a business to buy at a price higher than it can sell. If they win that lawsuit, a $12 billion ton of bricks falls onto every consumer in the state of California and will immediately raise rates 86%.
No one from Edison was available to comment on the proposed legislation or the lawsuit. The next hearing in the case is February 12th, so the legislature and the governor have just this week to hammer out a deal, and they must decide what assets of the utilities they will demand in return. Some favor taking over the hydroelectric dams, some favor stock warrants. Some favor taking over the transmission lines, which the utilities now own. Peter Navarro, a professor of economics and public policy at the University of California at Irvine, says there'd be a lot to gain if the state owned the grid.
By a quirk of federal law, if the state owns the transmission grid, the state will be able to take some measure of control back over wholesale rates from the federal regulators.
And restraining the price of wholesale power is something that the Bush administration has said it will not do. Finally, California is looking for ways to increase supply and reduce demand. Several new power plants have been approved but will not come online for a year or more. So Governor Gray Davis has called for increasing the money spent on conservation programs this year to $800 million. Some of that is likely to go to consumers who replace old appliances with energy-efficient ones. Peter Navarro says that could really make a difference.
In fact, in the central valleys of California, we have air conditioners which are over 10 years old. If they were simply replaced, you would have a 300% increase in efficiency.
One conservation plan begins immediately. The governor has issued an emergency order requiring businesses to cut their outdoor lighting in half or face fines of up to $1,000. That should take some of the glow out of the Golden State for some time to come. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.